The law requiring a photo ID to vote has been halted by lower state courts, but just in case judges higher up in the state system would try to reinstate the law, civil rights groups have also launched a federal challenge, arguing the law violates the Voting Rights Act. Deborah Crawford testified yesterday that her mother, Betty Jones, struggled to get a Wisconsin photo ID after moving here from Ohio 2 years ago.
And it put us, sent us down a path of several months, numerous hours, and a significant financial investment.
Jones died last fall, and her daughter says her mother passed away concerned about a seeming step back in the civil rights movement. Several other people also testified about hardships getting a photo ID. ACLU of Wisconsin legal director Larry Dupuy calls it a bureaucracy navigation test.
And it's as insidious as the literacy tests of yore.
But Governor Scott Walker seems unfazed by claims that the voter ID law puts an undue burden on many people. He was asked about the law being on his reelection resume.
Oh, I think there's overwhelming public support for this based upon the fact that, unlike other states, we put reasonable provisions in so that anyone can get access to a state-issued ID card or a driver's license.
Today's testimony is expected to include statisticians talking about the number of registered voters without a photo ID. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.